What makes a law firm? It's about passion, knowledge, understanding, and service. That's what defines Fluxmans. In this podcast series, we take you behind the desks of some of South Africa's smartest legal minds. Now, if there ever was a lawyer with a lawyer's name, a superstar lawyer's name, it's Priscilla Steele. It sounds like almost a made-up character name. It's terrific.
Superhero name.
I know. It is. And maybe you're a superhero lawyer. We're about to find out. So you did your LLB at WITS, Priscilla, and you got accepted for articles with Fluxmans during your final year, commenced your articles with Fluxmans in 2012, and you've been here ever since. That sounds easy, but we know how much work went into it behind the scenes, right?
A lot of work, a lot of stressful days.
Sure. What made you, first of all, want to go into law?
I think it relates to my father. So he's not an attorney, mm-hmm. but he is law-related. He's used to lecture criminology.
Oh, wow.
He's a psychologist. He started up a unit for rape victims. Everything law. Wow. So I don't know why I chose to practice as an attorney specifically, but I knew I'd be in law.
And you grew up in
KZN.
Right.
Yeah.
And apparently you also went to a German school.
Yes,
so you're full of surprise.
Half my family is German, so I speak English and German at home. Uh-huh. I went to a German school as well. And
sehr so gut.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, okay, you decided to go into law, and then, of course, things turn out to not be like TV shows all the time.
No, absolutely not. not even like Varsity. Completely different.
And a lot of it is unglamorous drudgery. There's a lot of paperwork. There's plenty of those lonely nights with you sitting with tons and tons of books in front of you and going
yes.
through the internet and looking at court cases and statutes and all kinds
exhausting
of...
Exhausting days.
Yes. Yes, exhausting. I would imagine. Is it possible to have a life when you are starting out in law? Because when I hear about these hours, it sounds insurmountable.
You know, I think it's a personal thing. I force myself to have a life. Even till now, I make the time. So you find whatever your hobbies are, you have to make it work for you. Because being stuck at work all day, every day, you can't live like that.
Makes Priscilla a dull girl.
Exactly.
All right, so let's just talk about some of those things. You go hiking?
Yes. I take a group of friends. I pick a spot. We go hiking on a Saturday morning. And, yeah.
Well, it's getting out there. It's being active. It sounds like fun.
Yeah.
It also sounds like you do more work than you have to there. I mean, it sounds like a tough
Some of the
struggle.
Routes are tough. Most of them, are it's always very hot, so you start very early
yeah.
so that you're done by midday and you still have a whole Saturday.
And baking?
Oh, baking. That is something I picked up from home.
Hmm.
My mother. I grew up in a house where every Saturday or Sunday, there was always something baked in the house. So at like 3 p.m., you'd have tea.
Hmm.
No, it's English, but we still did
sure.
it. You'd have tea and you'd have whatever was baked. So I could have baking as well.
Does your house always smell like freshly baked things?
Not right now. But usually, yes, there's always something available or you can whip something up very quickly. For
Do you ever use your baking skills to create some bribery and corruption in the office here when you need something done?
You know, I sometimes do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I'm
told everyone seems to shout at me because they're like, I'm making everyone fat.
Well, there could be worse things, like not bringing them really delicious.
Yeah, that's even
goods.
Worse.
Yeah.
Much worse.
You often are in the office wearing headphones and listening to whatever fits your mood at the time. I assume music. What kind of music are we listening to?
Absolutely everything.
Really?
Depending on my mood, I have a playlist called Disney. That is a mood, too.
That's your day to escape.
Yes.
Okay. Is that like Disney movie soundtracks?
Disney movie soundtrack.
Like Little Mermaid stuff.
I love Ariel songs. How can you not? Brilliant.
You are something
Moana,
else.
Moana, I belt that
okay.
one out.
All right. Moana. So we listen to everything. And then on the days where things are not going well?
It's probably something a little mellow that's not going to distract me. It'll just be background music. Uh-huh.
Super Ooh. Serious?
No, not okay. super serious. Nothing weird. Too busy. I can't okay. have any electro in the background. I'm going to just start dancing in my office. It's only very calm.
All right, now you're wearing this thing on your arm.
Yes.
Because you said you had what, tendonitis?
Tendonitis in
my
wrist.
Is this from too much typing at a laptop or is this from the hiking? What did you do?
You can get it from typing.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, mine comes from gym.
Oh.
So sometimes it's not good to be active.
Well, are you kidding? You don't get a body like this by sitting around at your desk all day.
Yeah, well, that's true.
It's really interesting to me that you have this, almost like an innate sense of balance. Like you seem like someone who takes your work very seriously, you're very diligent, you get all of that done. But you also, you said just now, force yourself to have a life. I mean, usually most people, it's the other way around. They force themselves to have work.
You know, you need some form of balance.
Yeah.
You can't just live your life by work. I don't agree with that. That's not living.
Yeah.
Because you're stuck in one place, you're seeing the same people, you never see the outdoors, you never see anyone else. I enjoy experiences.
But it's also very important for you, obviously, to be focused on your work. Now, you deal with a lot of different kinds of law, tax law, high court procedures, family law, and some of these can be quite draining emotionally and intellectually.
Very.
So what's your favorite part of this, and which matters do you really deal with a heavy heart?
Favorite part? Oh, goodness. I'm not so sure there's a favorite part.
Is there a favorite sort of area of the law that you prefer? I mean, family law can be harrowing.
It can be.
You're not always dealing with pleasant things there.
Yeah, I haven't done a lot of family recently. Okay. I stay away from the nitty-gritty. I tend to do a lot more, like your ANC draftings.
Right.
It's
and let's
very
just be
emotional.
Clear for people who might not know about the law. You don't mean the ANC as in the African National.
No.
Anti-nuptial contracts is what we're talking about here.
Yes.
By the way, on that matter, would you have had advice for Jeff Bezos prior to his divorce? He's just divorced his wife. She's just become the richest woman in the world by act of this divorce. In California, I think they have a 50-50 split no matter what for the time that you've been together. And
lucky them.
Fortunately for them, Amazon was founded during those 25 years they were married. But in South Africa, what's the usual? Is the default still in community of property?
That's the default if you don't get an ANC. So that will be a 50-50.
So you would advise people, come to a lawyer.
Get an ANC in place. Whether you want to accrue or not, get an ANC.
Right. So the other parts of the law, we've mentioned family law. What other departments and areas are you most involved in?
So I specialize in commercial litigation, which is just disputes. My disputes can range from something as simple as a motor vehicle accident to a sale of business dispute. I also do a bit of tax law. I do tax, and I'm still learning in tax because that throws me off completely, trying to understand everything there.
Oh, yeah. And tax law, you want to get it right. The penalties for failure there are quite severe.
It is. That one, every time I get a tax matter, I'm running for that act, trying to understand it.
And it's not insubstantial?
No, not at all. I think that one stresses me out the most.
Well, I imagine that a lot of people who come here to speak to you about this stuff, they trust you completely. They expect that you're going to know everything, which is impossible.
It's very impossible.
And that you're going to have memorized every act in respect of their particular matter.
No one can do.
That's impossible. And sometimes it's kind of overwhelming, too.
Yes.
Have you ever had clients from hell, nightmare clients? You don't have to mention them, obviously.
You do. You get the very pushy clients who are very demanding. Sometimes it's difficult to give a client what they want, most of the time. Client says, I want A, but you're like, look, your case says you're going to get C. I don't know what you want me to do here. I can't pull miracles from the sky.
So it's managing expectations.
Yes. That really is part of what we do, manage expectations, manage the client as well.
Yeah, because people always talk about the letter of the law or the procedures, and actually part of your job is really managing people.
Yes, it is. And no one realizes that.
Oh.
It's clients become, I won't say children, but it really does. I don't have children, but I would imagine it kind of feels that way. You have a stubborn client, you have a difficult client, you have easy clients, clients who listen, clients who don't listen. A lot of managing and taking care of them.
Right.
And then still to handle the actual matter.
Of course. I'm going to go into risky territory here, but I think you're the only one so far who could answer this without making it awkward. A lot of lawyers end up marrying other lawyers, and a lot of lawyers end up having relationships with other lawyers.
No.
Are you dead against that? I mean, are you in a relationship, and is it with a lawyer?
I will not say I'm dead against it. I have experience in it, and I'm not a fan.
So keep work and that stuff separate.
It's just, you know,
even though you're, it's almost like Survivor. You're sometimes on the island with all the other people. You think when you arrive there, oh, I'm never going to like any of these people. You end up spending late nights.
It happens.
You know, going through stuff. You're at your desk. They're at their desk. It happens.
It happens. But if I could control it, I would not marry or date another lawyer.
All right. There we have it on the record. I like this. Very nice to talk to you, Priscilla.
Thank you.
By the way, is your desk clean and tidy or is it a mess?
It's relatively clean.
I would imagine. That's your German coming out.
Yes.
Oh, es war pünktlich und tüchtig und dichtig und genau.
Oh, wow, I'm impressed, girls.
All right, we're going to see your desk.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Fluxman's Attorneys for the Love of Law. For more information, go to fluxmans.com.